Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Managing Expectations, featuring Drew and Adam. We play a special head-to-head version of the domain game, which features PokerAddict.com, LifeFund.com, and MidwestMade.com. And then we've got the NameJet in a Jet segment, sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including FutureWise.com, HealFast.com, SuperSpeed.com, and Horizon.net. And we talk a bit about NamesCon, and Drew lets us know how much he enjoyed the conference and how much he likes Austin as a city, or doesn't, as the case may be. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, which was further evidenced by winning the number one domain broker in the world award again by Escrow.com for the sixth year in a row. Led by Andrew Rosner, Media Options specializes in domain acquisition, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And with that, it is now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. So let's go. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, a.k.a. Thunder Mountain. And I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples to learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the OGs, the best in the biz. And, I'm just happy to be here. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We'll try to stick to them all today. We got a little bit of an abbreviated show today. We got to keep it kind of quick. And as you notice, there's only three of us, but you know what? We're going to go with quality over quantity today, if you know what I'm saying. And we're going to start with the grand opening, where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. I drop some AKAs, talk about some related things, some unrelated things. We're going to do the domain game, where we hear about the Sherpas recently bought or sold. We guess, keep score. Get some swag to the winner. You know what I'm saying? A hoodie like this one, a hoodie like Drew's wearing. You know what I'm saying? Might even be some additional stuff on the way. Then we got NameJet in a Jet, sponsored by NameJet, where we look at some domains coming up for auction on NameJet, see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. Last but not least, we rock with Grand Closing, where we discuss anything that we haven't covered already, anything going on in the space, all that kind of stuff that we have not already discussed. So, with that, let me go ahead. I'm just going to hit off Adam in the chat with the list of the domains for, so that way everyone can understand why I'm a little distracted, but it's right there. It's in the chat for when we get to NameJet in a Jet. Although I did email it to everybody in advance, as I do, but it's okay, man. You know what I'm saying? No judgment. Let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, I got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Every Rosner Has Its Thorn, a.k.a. Never Gonna Give Drew Up, a.k.a. Drew Got What I Need, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate, a.k.a. Six Rings, Play Him Like a Six String, What's Happening? It's although it's one ring, technically, Lord of the Rings. You feel me? All right. This is good.
That's it.
Lord of the Rings.
The ring to end all rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings. That's gonna be the AKA. You know, it's funny.
The next ring is gonna be the next person who can get six in a row.
Yeah, exactly right. They'll need to get seven in a row, assuming that we don't win it again.
Adam's the only person with a chance, and he's here to check out. He's like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm gonna go fishing.
He's like, that stuff's exactly right. All right. Now, so speaking of which, let's go ahead and introduce my boy. I got my boy Adam Strong, a.k.a. John Wick, a.k.a. Up and Adam, a.k.a. Adamantium, aka Adam Strong to Quite Strong. How's your portfolio, Fokker, aka Adam? You are only as strong as your weakest back link. What's up, dude? How, aka the Fisherman, aka the Fisher King.
All right, okay.
You guys do some fishing up there now, isn't that kind of like?
I don't know. It's kind of my son's thing, but I go along with it. So
well, that's cool, man. Hey, happy Father's Day, both of you guys. You know, it's a. You guys are two of the best dads I know. And, you know, it's a good dad gang represent, you know. It's a beautiful thing, man. That's what's up. You guys have... What's that?
Dadding ain't easy.
Yeah, dadding ain't easy, but it's necessary. There are times where it is challenging. But, you know, but shout out to all the dads out there. Shout out to all the moms being dads and shout out to all the kids, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody, man. It's a beautiful day. We out here just doing what we do, Sherpa-ing and all that good stuff. So so what else is going on? Like, what are we talking about before we get into the little domain game? We got anything y'all want to get into before we do that?
Well, you guys were at the show. How'd the show go?
I think the show went great.
The reason I'm asking this, and normally I wouldn't ask this, that you know, because shows, but I got the vibe that you had a great show, and maybe there's a story behind it, but I got the vibe that everybody else kind of was meh about it. I mean, I just kind of heard a lot of meh.
I think that's probably fair. I don't know. Here's what I'm gonna say. Having not gone to any event for 5 years, having not seen a bunch of my people, my domain people, face to face for 5 years, and some of them longer, I sincerely enjoyed being there. And I woke up even when I was freaking dead exhausted, but I woke up every morning because of jet lag at like, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock. Laid there for a half an hour standing at the ceiling. And then I was like, you know what? I'm here. And I was invigorated. I was just, you know, threw my clothes on. I went downstairs. I mingled. I went to like things that I normally wouldn't have attended at a show. I let's just put it this way. I leaned in. And by doing so, I had a lot of just chance encounters and conversations with random people. And I sincerely enjoyed it. I really did. You know, was there any content that like blew my mind? No. Were there any activities that blew my mind? No. But I sincerely enjoyed and appreciated reconnecting with my domain people. And I think, you know, I'm sort of unique in that case in the sense of people who really do this full time and have been doing it full time for a while, probably have been to domain conferences over the course of the last 5 years, but having been away, you know, it was really easy to be jaded and just sort of like, you know, write it off as another conference, but it, you know, if this is what we do, right. And I still spend most of my waking hours sitting at this computer doing this domain thing. It's really important from a social and a psychological and a intellectual perspective to connect with the other people that do this. Even if you do it better than all of them, right? I'm just playing. But it really, sincerely, it was like, it was very good for me. I would say I really got a lot out of just the reconnecting with people. You know, I'm not going to name names, but there's a couple of people who I've beefed with over the years, these last few years, you know, that seeing them face to face, it was all good. We made up. It's all good. We're going to do business. You know, it was fine. And so, I don't know. I got a lot out of it. Again, I missed the only two talks that I actually really wanted to attend, but that's, you know, it's fine. It was really just about people. It was about great meals, great just conversations and connected with people. I met a bunch of like random people. You know, I went to all these breakfasts that I got invited to that I was like, yeah, you know, if you asked me a week before, it was like zero chance I'm getting up to go to that breakfast, you know, and but I went to every single one, every single day. I went to all these different things. I would literally, there's a 0% chance I ever would have gone to in the past. And you're a terrible person, Adam. You're a terrible person.
I'm gonna shut the chat. I think I'm gonna disable the chat.
That's what I got out of it. You know, I had fun at the auction, but it was mostly about people. It was mostly just about reconnecting with people and just sort of, I don't know, remembering, getting back to the reason why I love the industry. I mean, look, I'll tell you straight up. Like, if you ask JT, the day before this show, I would have told you. I even told a lot of people who were like, "Yo, are you going to go to this thing?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to go, but it's probably the last main event I'm going to. Like, this is probably it. I'm going to check out and you know, not that I'm out of the domain business, but I'm just not. I don't need to be going to these things anymore." It's tiring to fly around the world and do this shit. And don't get me wrong, it was exhausting. It took me like, I'm still not 100% recovered, but it was worth it. And I'm glad I did it and I will do it again.
Yeah. And I think, you know, there's a couple lessons in there, man. It's funny because obviously we had talked a lot about the show going into it. I know you were, you know, sort of trepidatious a little. You were kind of like, it's, you know, and largely just because of how far and, you know, the travel and to do the whole thing and all that stuff. But yeah, man, I mean, you, like you said, I think that's a great way to put it. You leaned into it like pretty heavy. Like you went into all the stuff. And really got your money's worth, you know, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah, I did all the stuff. I did all of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I basically showed up like I was a rookie domainer who was at the first domain conference. And I was like, I'm going to go get all of it. I'm going to go to breakfast. I'm going to go to lunches. My wife literally gave me a mandate upon departure, like literally at the door. Like, I'm telling you right now, don't come home. None of that Chinese plastic bullshit and all the t-shirts you don't wear. I don't want you coming home with none of that. And so the only thing I came home with was the above.com flask because that shit's hot and because it's got the baby bottle titty on it. So I came home with that. But other than that, I left everything else in Austin.
Yeah, but you leaned in. You were at all the stuff. Every time I'd come downstairs, you were suited up, like involved in conversations. You were taught, you know, like you were like the mayor of the thing. I also think, look, it was a very good weekend for you, sort of validating a lot of your hard work and effort, the work of our team, you know, number one domain broker in the world again. I mean, 6 years in a row. It's not easy. It's a lot of work. And, you know, but it was very cool that, it, you know, there was that recognition, which I know you like, right? So it's like, you know, at the end of the day.
I'm not into that stuff.
No, but I am saying like it was a good week for you in that it was just a really like, it was cool. And I think that having not been there in a while, there's no doubt if you take some time away, absence makes the heart grow fonder, all that kind of stuff. Like you start kind of getting distant from it. You think, how necessary is this? But then you see people and you realize how many familiar faces, friends, people you've known for decades, literally like in person, the human connection, the whole vibe, like all good. It was very positive. I thought the event was well run. I think the Omni, Austin is not my favorite city, but it is a great food city. So I think,
I was going to leave it alone, but I'm going to go there because so many people hyped up Austin to me. So many people were like, oh, yo, Austin is like, oh, it's the shit. Everybody moving from LA, San Francisco, moving to Austin. Like, Austin is the bomb. You know, I was like, man, I can't believe I've never been to Austin. Like, I was kind of excited, other than the fact that it's super hard to get to. I was like, oh, I'm pretty excited to finally get to Austin. I mean, tell me what I got wrong, but I was 6 days in Austin. I tried to get around. I hit all the best restaurants. I got the top recommendations from people who are in the know in Austin, like real people. And I went to all the spots, everything that was recommended to me. I hit it, every single one. You got my Golden Corral. No Golden Corral. But my judgment, my judgment on Austin is that it is an absolute shithole. I literally think Austin is a horrible city. I find basically zero redeeming factors. I think that you can eat well. No question about it. You can eat well. But you can eat well in every metropolitan city. And so I don't necessarily, maybe at Daidu, if they had sold me the big meat cleaver on the wall, I'd have a different attitude. But other than that, I walked away with some hard feelings. You know what I mean? Nobody did me wrong in Austin, but it's like, I don't know, like, it's like, oh, yo, let's go to this 6th Street with all these cool bars. It's like, shit, looks like spring break in Daytona Beach, except without a beach. And then it was like, I don't know, everywhere I went, it was just like cracked out homeless people that aren't even on crack. They're on that next shit that's like so bad that they're folding it over like a paperclip. And they're like, you got two breeds. You got the folded over like a paperclip. We don't have that shit here. You know what I'm saying? That's a different species. And then you got the other ones that are just, they're wiling out in oncoming traffic and people act like it's just normal. So anyways, there was that. There was the you go into the neighborhood, I went to supposedly the best sushi restaurant in like America, according to Joe Rogan. And I got out the car. I'm like, JT, hold the taxi. I was like, yo, we're going to get mugged here. You know what I mean? And like, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it at all. I didn't find any redeeming qualities about Austin at all. I generally like the idea of Texas. In fact, I really enjoyed Houston when I visited Houston. I didn't necessarily enjoy Dallas, but Dallas was like a big, clean city. And, you know, you can appreciate Dallas for being Dallas, right? But it's not my joint, but it was like, I can appreciate what you like about Dallas if it's your thing. But with Austin, it was like, oh, come to Austin. We got everything that's wrong with California except the things that are good. And it's like, yeah, we don't have beach and ocean or Justa, but we got, you know, we got all your crackheads and, you know, your rundown shit and, you know, expensive coffee. We got all that.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, tell us how you really feel.
Tell me how I'm wrong. Hit me in the comments. Tell me how I'm wrong. But I wasn't feeling Austin. I tried. I sincerely did. I went there expecting to like it. I tried. I had an open mind. But I literally couldn't grab on to a single redeeming feature that would allow me to hold out any love for Austin. I'll never go there again.
You called out Joe Rogan just now.
Yeah, Joe. Straight up, like, yo, that sushi was good. No doubt about it. Shit was good. But, dude, it wouldn't even be in my top 10 sushi I've ever had. Like, not even in my top 10. Y'all need to get out of America more.
Well, okay. So there's some things to unpack here. I don't think Austin is as bad, but I do agree with you. I've been there about four times, and it's not my favorite city. The food is great, though. I actually would disagree. I thought the sushi the first night was amazing. We had some great meals. You know, I obviously do the barbecue.
Amazing. Okay. We paid how much was it?
Oh, you
said $2,400?
Yeah.
It was $2,400 for three of us to eat sushi. Okay. $2,400 for three of us to eat sushi. And we didn't even go heavy on the drinking. I had two sakis. Billy had two or three drinks, and this dude had three, you know, fruity cocktail strawberry things. And
yeah, this
like
fake news.
Dude, our bill was $2,400 or $2,600. All right. And so look, I'm not even gonna trip on the money. It was like, oh, that's how you roll here. Okay. And the only reason I even say the price is just to give an indication of like this is clearly a fancy restaurant. But across from us is like, you know, I'm not even trying to hate on nobody, like for real. But just come correct to the plate. You know, this girl came in a onesie with all kinds of things coming out all over. You know what I'm saying? Things that just wasn't supposed to be there and things coming out and blah, blah, blah. And it was like a onesie and it was like a leotard and was like, you know, fat coming out of the leotard, and it was like, it was just gross. And it was like, why would you come? I'm paying $2,600 to eat sushi. And that's, I don't know, like, if I go, Lisbon's not even a fancy city, but if I go eat the most expensive sushi in the city, it's going to cost me $500 for three people. And there won't be fat coming out the leotard. There won't be leotards. And so it was just like, I don't know. It's not okay. You know, just get, put some respect on. That's all.
Put some respect on. ATX represent. But yeah, I mean, hey,
I'm not trying to be hateful. I'm just, it's like,
oh no, look, no, just keeping it real. So I think some of this is also about expectations, right? You expected that you were going to really like Austin, and then it didn't meet your expectations. Just like for NamesCon, you were kind of sort of didn't have extremely high expectations, and then you were pleasantly surprised and ended up having a positive experience. So I think the lesson here is about managing expectations, because that's really what it comes down to. It's where are you setting the bar, and is it reaching that? And okay, there are definitely some things.
That's all true. But that's about the processing, right? That doesn't change the simple fact that all of those things that I said are true, and that's not okay.
A couple other things. We went to the comedy, the Joe Rogan's comedy Mothership. That was fun. That was funny.
That was super fun. Super fun.
That was good. And
shout out to whoever the dude was from. Where was he from?
Oh, Estonia.
Estonia. That dude killed. He murdered. He was awesome. So good. That dude had me folded over. My belly hurt. My abs hurt the next day. He had me laughing so hard. He was phenomenal.
That was pretty awesome. So,
but you had a couple of people that was like, yo, come on, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
somebody give me a cane. And then that last dude who trolled us,
he was pretty bad, but it was fun. And last thing I'll say about it all is that I did think they did a really nice job organizing the event. I think the Omni, I love the way it's very well contained, where it doesn't feel so tight where you're all on top of each other, but everything is contained in like one sort of the complex between the exhibition halls and the keynote rooms, and you know, and then enough coffee and restaurant and bar and all that kind of stuff. And yet
it kind of felt like just the right size. The
perfect Omni size,
was
yeah.
The Omni, I mean, look, I don't like the hotel, you know, but It was a good hotel for the purpose. It did the job.
Yeah, I thought
everything felt right. It felt right.
I thought that both times we were there. So shout out to the Omni. Shout out to the NamesCon team. And but yes, I do think it's time to move it to a new location for the betterment of everybody, just to get a little bit of some fresh air and a new vibe. But and also too, Austin in June is not great, dude. It's like walking around in a pressure cooker.
Yeah,
it's uncomfortable. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's get some domain game stuff popping. I know that Drew, Adam, you said you have a name or two. Why don't we do it this way? Where if you don't mind dropping a name, and then let's see what's up, and then Drew would have to pull one that I don't know about, so that you and I can still participate. So this is going to be kind of an abbreviated ish version, but I think there's still a lot of value in mentioning the name, whatever you sold it for, whatever you bought it for, that kind of stuff. So, all right, well, let's start with some. What you got?
Poker addict.
PokerAddict.com. All right. PokerAddict.com.
Buy.
Oh, this was a buy. All right. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. PokerAddict.com.
PokerAddict.com.
Yeah, Drew, you got your phone.
It's a good name. All right. It's a good name.
So, PokerAddict.com. All right, you ready to flip?
All right. Hold up. Simmer down. Simmer down. Poker addict. I'm going
to go. I'm super torn. Here we go. It's a buy.
I like it. I like the name. I like the name.
Hyping me up on it. Yeah. I'm ready to change my number. Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1, flip it. Ooh, okay.
Oh, Drew
wins. I've got $1,500, and Drew's got $1,795.
JT.
Only Drew or
yeah. I love it. It's straight up. This is a one-on-one, me versus Drew. So now I gotta win this. All right. So talk to us. How much you pay for it?
$340.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Why? You got pokeraddict.com or is it dot bullshit?
.com.
And where'd you buy it?
That is a straight up grand theft. That was a steal. Like so, pokeraddict.com for three whatever is one of the best buys of the year.
Ah, come on now. So three
for real.
So poker, the problem is that there's, you know, you could do a plural, right? So, you know, the plural's for sale actually. So if anybody wants to watch this and go and compete against me, I'm picking that up before the show's over. I think, you know, it's one of those ones that's interesting though, because I think the traffic is going to be, I don't know. I would imagine it would be people convincing people not to play anymore. Right. Like rather than, but you, it's a weird play. Cause you know,
hell
what I mean?
No.
Like,
yeah, hell no. This is the D-Gen poker website. This is,
yeah, I think you're leaning into like, I'm help. A poker addict. Yeah. I love poker. Yeah, all I do is play poker.
But when you Google it, it's all the national helpline and stop being addicted to poker. And you know what I mean? Like, so it's like,
well, but I do think in this case, I think to me, I like the singular better than the plural, you know, for use for like, especially if it's going to be in a positive, you know, sort of degen kind of application. And it's like literally just a poker room. Like, oh, I play all my poker. I'm poker. I go to pokeraddict.com. That's where I play my online poker. You know, even better than the plural. And I mean, yeah, I mean, in a way, there's definitely, you know, maybe it can be used for that kind of like help part of it. You know, that 1-800 gambler, if you have a problem. But I like it the other way. All right, cool. Well, I get the point. So that's good. That's solid. So you said you have a couple. You want to sort of, do you want Drew to throw one out to see if he's got one that I don't know about that you can participate? Or do you want to throw another one out for Drew and I to guess?
I'll throw another one out for you. Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's go, Drew.
So this one is lifefund.com.
Life Fund.
Yeah, like, Life Fund. Oh, was it a buy or a sell?
LIFEFUND.com. It's a buy. Fund. It was a buy.
Life Fund.
Life Fund.
Okay. All right. 3, 2, 1. Flip it.
I totally messed up your expectations.
Well, I think
Drew's got this one.
All right. I'm 750. What was Drew? Drew, how much were you?
1285.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you just talked about buying a really good name for $350. I'm not going to be like, oh, now he's overspending on Life Fund.
So I really like Life Fund, though. I think Life Fund is dope. You know what I mean? That's like,
okay. So what is a Life Fund? What is it? Like, I googled it, it's an actual thing. It's an investment thing, but I've never heard of it in the investment way that Google it. You'll see what it is.
So what'd you pay for it?
I like it because I would think about it as like the way you fund your child's life. I'd be like, you know, yeah. I'd be like,
yeah, it's
so let me sure it's pretty.
Well, and there are plenty of life insurance look at that. Products oh, that dope. Are like,
it's like a, yeah, yeah. Like it like offsets the premiums on your life insurance. It's like, you know.
So how much?
I paid $5,600 for it.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, whoa! You went deep.
That's interesting.
So, I mean, I like
cross steps there.
Well, I like that. So I've sold fund.com names before that were more venture oriented for decent prices. The venture funds tend not to spend a lot of money on anything other than their investments. But I've sold a few fund oriented names for good prices in the five figures. So I like them for that. I like life-oriented names as well.
I mean, look, Amar and I just bought life. What did we buy? Life Plan.
Life
we just
plans,
bought lifeplan.com in Monty's auction at NamesCon. We probably got a little exuberant.
Boy, let me guess. Let me guess.
Tell me.
Yeah.
So you just gave away a little bit. Life Plan. 25.
Yeah, 25,000.
Dead even.
Did you know that? That's how they paid?
No, I had no idea. I didn't watch the auction, nothing.
Yeah, no, that's what we paid, 25,000.
That's awesome. Yeah. Look at that, man.
So, you know, and look, I'm fully cognizant. I think we probably overpaid. That was the reserve. I really like the name. I think that Life Plan is a great life insurance type name, life planning, estate planning, all that stuff, right? And I think Life Fund is right there. It'd be a two would go together beautifully.
I have a Whole Life, which is obviously an insurance.
You own WholeLife.com?
Whole Life, yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah. And I've got a few other life oriented names that aren't like insurance specific, but
you're not doing light lead gen. I mean, if I own WholeLife.com, I'd literally just have every domain I own pointing there and I'd just be doing lead gen on it.
For life insurance. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll make more money on one.
Yeah.
Like
I've been waiting for, I've
been on a year of parking.
I've had a few people call and talk to me about it. I haven't found anybody to partner with yet on that one. So open invitation. But yeah.
The trouble is Whole Life is nobody buys it anymore because it's too expensive, but it's the only like actual real insurance. It actually is real value.
Well, that's what I thought of when you said life fund. I mean, I think whole life policies, right? Which is different than the term life policy for the folks, you know, at home that don't know. But, you know, term life is your typical like, hey, you know, you're not establishing.
Term life is like playing craps. Whole life is like, you know, buying
gold. Not playing craps. Term life is literally purely what you think of with an insurance policy where it's like, all right, I'm going to pay this much a month. And then when I die, if I die during the term of the policy, we're going to get paid blank. Whole life, I mean, you actually have the, you know, I mean, you can like... You actually get a chunk of money at the end of the policy because it's
So you're saying it's like roulette, right? So you roll the dice, and if your dice fall on the number that you put your tokens on, you get paid.
Yeah.
And if they don't, you lose everything. And in whole life, it's like you own the whole board. And so no matter what, when you die, you're going to get paid. Don't matter what year you die in. You know what I'm saying? So. But not saying one's worse. I wish I had taken out like, you know, $100 million in term life. Like, before I turned 40, like term.
Why? Because once that's done, it's done. And you didn't die yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it
and it's cheaper.
If you're
premiums, obviously,
if you're a healthy person under 40, you can get like literally, I bet you my premium on $100 million term life policy. I bet you my premium's like, I don't know, $10,000 a month.
Yeah, or less. Look, if you had that kind of policy on you, I'd be like, let's go up to the roof at the Omni. Let's have a conversation, dog.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of conversations with your wife about things.
Yeah, hey, Anna, today's the day. Don't worry, we got you. anyway, but yeah, no doubt. All right, well, look, it's 1-1 on the score. If you got one more name, Adam, to break this tie, that would be awesome.
I do. This one's a Midwest shout out. This one was for Shane. Shane didn't show up today, I guess. Midwest Made, and it's made as in I can make things. M-A-D-E. Midwest made.
Okay, like kind of like all right. Kind of like American made, you know, Midwest made. Yeah,
this is for post Civil War.
Midwestmade.com.
Midwestmade.com.
And it's a buy.
All right. Midwest made.
Correct.
This is a buy. All right. Midwest.
Midwest made.
Midwestmade.com.
I heard they won't say that on potatoes anymore.
Midwestmade.com. All right, Drew and I.
Midwest Made.
Midwestmade.com. Hey. Ready? 3, 2, 1, flip. Ooh, okay. Drew's at 785. I'm at 1500.
Well, hate to tell you, but JT won.
Yeah!
What? Come on. You overpaid.
No. Woohoo! Yeah.
Man, you overpaid.
Come on now. This is the kind of name that I like because it's shout out to my place of origin. It's an alliteration. I mean, come on, you got to give some credit.
Cool. I think there's a whole vibe around. Here's this. What'd you pay for?
I agree with everything you just said. What I think you failed to recognize is that nobody outside of the Midwest gives a shit about something that's Midwest made. In fact, they probably look down on it. They look down on it. Go try to sell something that says Midwest made in New York. Go try to sell something that says Midwest made in Los Angeles. They're going to be like,
somebody's from Pennsylvania, which is borderline Midwest. I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? So
that's because you're bumpkin Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? That's the same shit.
Pennsylvania, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. We Midwest made. Let's go. Put your M's up.
Speaking of, shout out Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Taking the championship. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Billy. Go ahead, Billy. Billy's this big Celtics
My former alma mater. I was a Boston Celtic.
Hey, who got – I didn't watch the end, but who got MVP? Did Tatum, steal it from Brown?
Yeah, Tatum.
Brown got MVP. Brown got MVP.
Okay.
Did he?
Yeah. Yep.
Because Tatum was on the push on that. Did you see the tweets?
I only saw him crying and all that, so I thought he got it, but I didn't watch them.
There was a bunch of tweets because he went off on that game saying that he was padding those stats to get that MVP and stealing from Brown. So
maybe good. My problem with Tatum, he's a fantastic player, but it's all the whining and the crying and called all the time.
Oh yeah, can't stand that stuff.
But Doncic is just as bad. So what'd you pay for the day?
$1,425.
$1,425. My $1,500.
And that's
maybe
closer to him.
Yeah, I had 1500. What do you mean is that closer?
You had like 700.
I was off. Yeah, you had 780 some dollars. I was off by like 70 bucks. Yeah. Boom. You know, it feels really good. This is kind of probably how Drew felt when they handed him that ring up on stage from escrow.com. You know what I'm saying? They were like, in this case, it's like they're like, JT, you defeated Drew on the head-to-head domain game. First time we've had a head-to-head domain game.
Here we go.
Ooh. Bill Walton. Rest in peace, Bill Walton.
Rest in RIP, Billy Boy.
Yeah, Bill Walt, man. He was that dude. So.
That was my year, man. That was when I went to
Antoine
for them.
Walker. Yeah, look at that.
That was Antoine, the Duck Man, and Paulie Pierce.
So, yeah. Well, how long did you work for the Celtics? Too.
Like 6 months.
All right. You got some family that are still on staff, right?
Hell yeah. Yep. Good times.
Good stuff. Anyway, so you paid 1400 and some. The idea being around this idea of Midwest made. Where'd you buy the name off of? Was it like a platform type deal, or did you buy it from somebody?
Yeah, GoDaddy auctions.
All right, cool. I dig it, man. I like it. I think there's a brand there. There's plenty of people in the Midwest. You know, you got Drew hating on it. So
why over, right?
Then he took over. Then he took off. I think you're talking about millions of people. I think that American made is a big thing, obviously. I think Midwest made is just kind of a similar type of, sort of mantra. I dig it.
Yeah. You know what that small difference is, right? Like,
I get that there's a small difference. It's kind of like the difference of 2 points to 1 point in the head-to-head domain game that just went down. One crowning somebody a champion and the other having somebody happen to be all bitter talking about downplaying how good of a name it is. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling pretty good. Not gonna lie.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right. Well, with that, let's keep it moving. We got a name jet list. We're going to pull up. So we're going to slide into name jet, gonna jet. And we've got a list of names coming up for auction on name jet. And you can go to the.
Sent us the list of names.
Dude, it's in the email. But I'll say it's, and it's in the chat now. I'll send it again.
Yeah. Okay. I got it in the chat.
It's in the chat. In the chat, son. But yeah, so you can go to domainsherpa.com, go to the post for this particular episode. You can download the spreadsheet. We've got the Estabot appraisals. Take that with a grain of salt. How many back orders as of the day we record the show, when the order by date is. So when you kind of need to have your back orders in order to track the auction, although you can technically jump into an auction even after it started now, along with a little bit of other data. Shout out to Estabot for providing that data. And some links and all that good stuff. We don't have any kind of an affiliate deal or anything, so it's really just there to help y'all, but it's still not financial advice. With that said, let's get into these and see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. Adam, let's start with you.
Just curious, real quick, if we just thinking out loud here, these are not securities, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't really know what you would identify them as from financial. From like financial regulatory perspective, mm-hmm. some kind of asset. But let's just say we did make a formal recommendation to buy a domain that we have no interest in whatsoever. I don't know that there's a liability associated with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a fair point. I just was saying.
I'm just curious. I was just thinking about that out loud.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the not financial advice is more of a crypto thing. You know, I just kind of threw it out there, like being somewhat. Whatever, flipping about it. But yeah. Gee, I think if we're
what's
having that.
What's interesting, though, is if you're offering advice about Bitcoin, you don't actually even need that disclaimer because it's a commodity. Like, I can sit here all day long and tell you, go buy gold. Gold's that shit. Go buy gold.
Go buy soybeans.
Like, yeah, go buy soybeans. Pig bellies. Pig bellies is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but if we were being like Blue Horseshoe loves Anacon Steel, well, then that, you know, now it's suddenly into some other territory.
Yeah,
I think that's an interesting question. Well, look, I mean, I don't think we've ever felt that talking about domains one way or the other, right, is financial advice is such that it would create any kind of problem for us from a legal standpoint, right? Which is why we don't do disclaimers.
Yeah, I'm just all about calling a spade these days. You know what I'm saying? So it's like just you know, because at some point you start throwing around like, oh, no financial advice, and everybody said not financial. Let's talk about aliens. Not financial advice. And it's like, it shit stops meaning anything. You know what I mean? And like, I'm kind of sick of the world where nothing means anything anymore. And that's kind of how I feel, especially when I visit America.
That's where we are, right?
Oh, here we go. Here we go again.
Okay, so just listen. Oh, hey, look, call I'm a spade with, a spade. And, yeah, just want to double check. You cross my T's, dot my I's. Yeah. You know, is this or is this not financial advice? That's all I'm asking. You know what I mean?
And I would say it's not financial advice, right? So, which is exactly what I said in the disclaimer, was not financial advice, you know? So, and it technically doesn't even need to be disclaimed, I guess, but I'm glad we've talked through it a bunch.
Well, that was my point. Does it need to be disclaimed?
No, probably not. I mean, actually, definitely not, but, you know, it's all good. All right.
Well, there we go again. Is it definitely not, or is it maybe not?
Well, okay. So here's what I'll say to the audience. We have our lawyers in the audience. We can ask John Berryhill. We could, you know, try to see if you want to get an official opinion. I mean, our opinion has always been that this is not what you would consider financial advice around some sort of a regulated security that would put us up to any sort of legal or regulatory scrutiny based on us discussing what we discuss on the show. So I literally just threw it out.
That's it. We're going to ChatGPT. You've been replaced, Berryhill. All right. So. If one makes a recommendation about buying or selling a domain name, that person has no direct or indirect interest in. Does that fall under the financial regulations around providing financial advice? Specifically in America.
All right, get your prompt on. All right, and then after this, let's actually talk about...
All right, so domain names are not classified as financial instruments or securities. Therefore, recommendations regarding their purchase or sale are generally not regulated by financial regulatory bodies, such as the Securities and Exchange Commission or the Financial Industry Regulator Authority, FINRA.
All right. So it's very much in line with what we think. And ChatGPT confirms, or to the extent that they are able to confirm what we already believe and what our position is, which is great. Let's get in and talk about some domains then.
Oh, even if it is not financial, even if it does not fall under financial regulations, it is still advisable to disclose that the recommendation is not professional financial advice, to clarify the recommender's lack of interest in the domain name to avoid any potential conflicts of interest.
Oh, okay. Well, in this case, we may actually be bidding on these names, you know, and we say that all the time on the show, which is we're actually giving advice in contravention of our own best interest, because at times we're adding competition around names that we don't own any of these names. They're all expiring names, which is why we pick expiring names as opposed to premiums that might be somebody's, unless it's like a special, very special situation where it is disclosed. But, you know, we're actually adding competition to ourselves. We're hurting ourselves in doing this.
Yeah.
Than anything.
This is the opposite of market manipulation. We're harming ourselves.
Self-harm. Anyway, yeah, hey, speaking like of self-harm, let's keep going in this show. What do you like or don't like on the list, Adam? What do you think, man?
Oh, wait a minute. It's my turn.
Let's go. We're going to go with you first. Because if I give it to Drew, he's going to mention every name. He won't give you any opportunity to talk about names.
I'm not even going to comment. I think we should talk at the same time about it. I don't mind sharing the podium if I can get a word in over Drew. But there's nothing that really is like, there's nothing Midwest made on here for me.
Midwest made.
There's good names on here. I would say I like Future Wise. I don't know. Nothing's really Super Speed. I like the alliteration again. That's all I'm gonna say. I mean, they're all kind of mid. Yeah.
Would you at least put a bid on all these, or are there any that you would avoid altogether?
Like a $69 bid? Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm not a big org fan. I just haven't been great with orgs. So Chili and Stalker aren't doing it for me on the org front. But those are the only two that I'd probably.
All right. So you like FutureWise and Super Speed. I like superspeed.com a lot. That's probably my favorite name on the list. But
Horizon. I like Horizon.net too. I like that in terms of like it's a really positive one worder, and I could see it working in net.
All right. So,
yeah.
Drew, what about you?
I haven't talked about all of them, so.
He did talk about a bunch of them. He covered a lot. I was like, oh, man. It's the thing I jokingly give Drew. It's like, you know, we have these running things on the show. You know what I'm saying? And that's like a running thing where I'm always like, oh, I can't let Drew take the list first because he's going to talk about all the names. And then Adam went and talked about all the names. Not all of them, but. There's a bunch. There's 15 on.
There's a bunch of good names in here. Horizon. There's just so many end users that I just don't see how that's not a winner. You know what I'm saying? Like on whatever that time horizon is, pun intended. I don't know, but like
Hold on.
I just don't see a world in which that name doesn't sell. Mm-hmm. At a reasonable 5-figure price. I think it even has potentially a low 6-figure potential, but not easy these days. But it has that potential, just because there's so many end users, and only so many extensions that would be considered appropriate for a large corporation. .NET's one of them. In fact, I'd say .NET is number two still to this day, probably for the type of companies that are going to be around Horizon, which are going to be like healthcare, finance, telecommunications. They're going to choose .NET over .co or .io or .whatever, right? So yeah. I like Horizon.net. I think it's a standout .NET, and I think it has strong 5-figure, maybe even low 6-figure potential on an appropriate time horizon. Naughty by nature, not because I hate you. I'm going to go with next, Select Bank. I think it's probably a trademark problem, so do your due diligence. But it just, without doing any due diligence, I like the name. Select Bank is, it's got that generic angle, like select your bank, compare interest rates. But it also has some brand potential. Make sure you're not infringing on somebody else's brand. I like stalker.org just because it's actually a family name for me. Like on my mom's side, we've got Stalker family. It's an old American family.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah. I've got call.org, which is part of that, part of the family. We got a few of those family names in there. And then it's one of these lists. Like, there's no names on here that I'm like, oh, that's a banger. But there's a lot of names that are just nice doubles, A lot of good singles and doubles in here.
Okay.
Super Speed, Microtrends, MedSoul. MedSoul is one of those names that, probably pick that name up for $500 to $1,000 and hang on to it for a decade and eventually sell it for like $150. It's one of those, like, somebody's going to have some big, whatever name for that, the next sunscreen. Reeducation.com. That's just about, I think if Joe Biden wins, they're trying to re-educate the other half of the population, right? Isn't that what them crazy bastards are saying?
I think whoever wins, they're going to be trying to re-educate the other half. But the, and I think re-education in general is an interesting thing, just as a thought. But there's probably a brand to be played there that's not, this isn't negative, but I do think, and I'm still trying to figure out, so Stalker is the last name? That what you were saying?
Re-education. That's going to be Terrence Howard's new podcast.
Hey, one times one equals three. Something.
Yeah.
Whatever he said.
You know what? I actually didn't even notice his name because it's the last name on the list. But my favorite name on here is HeelFast. HeelFast.com is like, it is what it is. It says what it is. You know what I mean? It's easy to spell, easy to know what it does. HeelFast. Go ask 1,000 people in the street if they want to heal fast. Like, answer's yes. You know what I mean? Like, no, I want to heal slow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care what kind of healing you're trying to do, but John, I'm damn sure you're trying to do it fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So healfast.com is a great name. Yeah. And that's probably a sleeper, but you picked that up pretty cheap.
Well, it's funny. You said that was the last name on the list. So I'm curious how you must have sorted by Estabot or something. Because the original list is in alphabetical. So
you're trying to say I'm dyslexic? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just trying to get into your thought, or just trying to get in your brain. That scary spot. It's a dangerous place to be. You know what I'm saying? So what is that?
It's a dangerous place to be. Feel me? Don't get in my brain. I got megalodon teeth.
Oh, is that what that is? Megalodon?
Yeah, megalodon tooth. Mm-hmm. Megalodon tooth.
See? Thanks, son.
Megalodon.
Yeah. Let's go.
That was a big shark.
Did you get an NFT with
big
that?
Big shark. No, this is the real. This is the real deal. This is the real deal. It, Rally Road. You can go on Rally Road, and you can own a part of a whole megalodon jaw. I was one of the first investors, and so I actually got a real ass tooth. I'll tell you what, though, you don't want to get bit by it. If this thing came down on you with however many teeth they had like hundreds of these things. Bye. I mean, there wouldn't be anything left. This thing will go through a G fucking, you know, like, this will go through a G63 Mercedes, like, da, like nothing, like, da, appetizer, da, done.
Oh, man. Megalodon, Don. All right. Well, I think we covered a lot of ground. I think we're about out of time. So,
AKA Megalodrew.
Megalodrew, AKA
Megalodrew. The Meg.
The Meg, yeah. I wanted to watch that movie. I've heard it's pretty good. And then there's Meg 2.
I tell you what.
Did y'all watch
it? I watched both of them because, there was nothing left on the plane to watch. So I watched both of them. And, you know, better than expected. Beat expectations. Yeah. Beat expectations.
All right. Well, there you go. See, life is about managing expectations. Where things land on that spectrum will ultimately dictate how you feel about some things, you know, not unlike Drew's experience in Austin, Texas, and Drew's experience with NamesCon and the listeners' experience with this show. I hope you guys came into the show with low expectations, because then you would have enjoyed it. If you had high expectations, I'll apologize right now. And I'll say anybody who is disappointed or otherwise did not enjoy this experience, hit us up for a full refund. Hit us up for a full refund. And it is Drew's fault. It's Megalodrew's fault. But hey guys, thank you everybody in the audience for tuning in. Like I say on every show, without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Drew and Adam for being on the show today. We did cover a lot of ground. We did talk some domains and a bunch of other stuff. So hopefully everybody got some benefit from it, or at least got entertained along the way. And like I said, if not, just hit us up at Drew's special email for a full refund for what you paid for admission today. The gfy.com email address. All right, jokes aside, thank you everybody, we appreciate y'all. Drew, Adam, anything before we shut it down?
Nope.
All right, well, that's what's good. All right, well, thanks guys again. Thank you to the audience. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody.